I'm going to start tape number two tonight because I've decided that I'm going to learn what this sound on sound does with the tape. I think what I'll do is to talk a little while and leave a blank space and see if I can fill it in with this sound on sound equipment. I want to tell you a little incident. I think I wrote to you the other day about this secretary that I had, honey, that her name is Konut, N-H-U-C, N-H-U-T. She had been flitting around, and they moved her into this other office when I was gone, and she considered that she worked only for me, and she didn't want to work for anyone else. Well, when I got back, she hadn't been doing very good work, and the colonel who was passing the work around was a little bit disappointed in her, since she hadn't contributed too much. He asked me if I would, day before yesterday, asked me if I'd move her out and either get rid of her or put her someplace where she'd work. Well, I moved her out, and I told her that he wanted to terminate her unless she improved. Well, there was a lot of tears, the first time I'd seen any of them break down, and so she went home. I was working. I had a pretty big job. I was trying to get out, too, and she and another girl were knocking it out. Anyway, she went home. So she came in the next morning and said something, and I talked to her again, and she went home again. So I figured she was through. And I told one of the other secretaries to tell her to either she's coming to work or I was going to terminate her. Well, she came in the next morning, and we had quite a long chat, and I told her how concerned the colonel was because she wasn't doing her work, and how we were over here a million miles from home trying to help the Vietnamese, and we were giving her work to do, and she wasn't doing her share of it for the Vietnamese. And I said we needed her to work for us, and she'd worked for us 2 years, and I laid it on a little bit. Anyway, I told her that in a nice way that we wanted her to work and quit horsing around, and she seemed to catch on, so I brought her over there again today, and she's back there working. The colonel, who's a very nice guy, a colored guy, a good fellow. He's a lieutenant colonel. His name is Green. And he's had a lot of experience in administration, and he and I run about the same kind of a shop. I run in the Navy the same thing he's doing here, and we know what's to be done. And he's a short-timer, however, and he don't know whether he's doing a lot of things. He don't know whether I'm going to continue to do them when he leaves or not. But they're in for the good of the outfit, so I think I'll be doing them. Anyway, I got it back in there, and I told him what I'd done, and he seemed to think it's all right. So we'll see what happens. Actually experimenting with this tape, trying to get sound on sound. I'm not having any luck. So I'll go ahead and cut the tape, and maybe I'll send you two of them. So just you're that much ahead, since I've got 10 or 12 tapes to send you. Since I started taping, it's raining like the very dickens out there. I don't know whether, I guess you can't hear it, but it's just pouring down in sheets. And I've got my windows open. I'm up on the second story where I told you that I lived, and I got the overhead fan going, and it's blowing the air around, and my tape deck is going, and I'm sitting here in my shorts and without any shirt on. And it's about 9 o'clock at night, and it's real warm. This fan keeps the air blowing off of me. So we're this is the way that we live in the tropics. While we talk to our babies back in the mainland, this is the way we think about our home and think about the people we love very much. And our life is really a pretty good life, considering that we're so far away. We have a nice home here, a good two-storied house to live in. We have three or four maids to take care of us. Since we are the PSA's house, or the Province Senior Advisor's house, all the guests that come down usually stay here, and we have an 8-room annex that we keep readied for anyone that comes in. We can put them up overnight. Sometimes we can feed them, and we entertain quite a few. In fact, Ambassador Comer, the senior ambassador in the country, was here yesterday for a briefing, and people all talked to him. He seemed like a real fine fellow. But we have lots of people coming in all the time, big shots and investigators and people doing business and people doing monkey business, I guess. And someone's always looking around to see how their job's going up at the higher level, see how we're doing down at the lower level. Once in a while, we go up on the higher level to see how they're doing and try to find out why they don't do a little better for us. And it's a fascinating game. The only fault I find in the whole shebang is that I don't have my honey here with me to enjoy the adventures of a foreign country, to help me learn the language, and to be with me as I appreciate these types of people as I work with them, to see what we can do for humanity, and particularly what we can do for these Vietnamese who are magnificent people. I'm very fond of them. I like all of them. They're just like most of us Americans in their ideas and their thoughts. They're some of the things that involve their way of living is the cultures and the religions. They're very odd sometimes. For example, this one of my secretaries wanted to get married, and her husband's parents wouldn't accept her. She lived too far away, they said. So he was from Shanghai, Saigon, and she was from Quan Nai, and so although she wanted him very bad, she couldn't have him because